A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, they are out and about, and if you don't believe me, just look around. Come on. I mean, they are just absolutely blossoming here in the last few days of President Barack Hussein Obama's presidency. And what a legacy he's going to leave behind, right? Well, I don't know if he's going to leave behind any kind of legacy. I think it's going to be kind of zero. You know, one of the problems that this president has had is he's always wanted to do everything by executive order. You know, a pen and a telephone. And he can bypass Congress. Well, hold on a minute. You know, apparently, you know, and again, this goes to his lack of experience
and even his handlers' lack of experience in understanding how the Constitution works and how this government works. Thinking that he can just bypass everything that this country is all about by a executive order, or two or three or hundreds, is absolute fantasy land. La, 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 for President Barack Hussein Obama. You see, he's gotten a legacy. Everything done by executive order is going to be undone come January 20th, 2017, just a few days from now. It's all going to be undone. Where is his legacy going to be? That is the big question. He won't have one. Now we've got Obamacare that's up for grabs, and it looks like that's going to be repealed in some fashion. Of course, now we're stuck with it. I mean, the brilliance behind what Obama did with Obamacare is we got it. It's in the government system. It's here. It's going to stay. And now the Republicans are being chased around the Capitol by these leftist Democrats, communists, or Nazis, if you will, that are saying, oh, you have to do this and do that, and where's your plan if you repeal it? You see, we're stuck with it now. The legacy is here. It's going to have to happen that way. At least that's the way the Republicans are interpreting it. I would hope they would do something different, and I hope that they would have a plan of some sort that would ease everybody off of the government teat, if you will, and put it back in the private sector. But that's just me. That's just my opinion. But do the Republicans have the nerve? What about Mitch McConnell? There you go, a real strong one. And I hear all these things. Oh, he's such a great tactician as a senator. Garbage. He's a putz. You know, we have enough putzes in the Republican Party to make up a new party called the Putz Party. Mitch McConnell could be the leader. Then you'd have Paul Ryan right there with him. Let's see, who else could we start to name? Just go down the list of Republicans. Let's start with California Republicans. California Republicans, let's say, in the California State Senate or the Assembly. Talk about a group of putzes. The know-nothings, the do-nothings. The irrelevant party in California is the Republican Party. And it's a disaster to even for me to say that. And I really I'm saddened to say that. But that's what's been going on for years, is that each year the Republican Party in California becomes more and more and more irrelevant, which is what you see with the Putz Party in Washington, D.C. Will they rule by putz? I'm just having a lot of fun on Mitch McConnell. What was the thing we had? We had a name for him, and I can't remember what the name was. We made up a name for him and a picture and everything, but I don't want to get into that right now. Anyway, what is going on in California? And we said earlier in the show that we were going to talk about Katie Grimes' new article that came out on ReaganBaby.com, and also with Megan Barth. The two of them have written an exquisite article, and actually it's a first in a series of three, maybe four articles that are going to be written about the state of California and this whole notion about CalExit. Oh, by the way, what did we have the other day? Yesterday we find out, or the day before late in the day, we find out Eric Holder is coming to California. California, here I come. Just what we need, another communist in California, right? Also heard that Loretta Lynch was moving to California. And this may be unsubstantiated, but I also heard that Valerie Jarrett's going to come to California and live here. And what was this, Communist Central? Well, yes, of course. She can live down there in Berkeley, Berserkley or Oakland, one of those little towns down there. See how they like having her rule. It's kind of interesting where they're placing themselves around the country. And, of course, California is in the breach with this whole CalExit notion of breaking away from the United States of America. And they're bringing in the heavyweights like Eric Holder to work with the state legislature under the ruse of taking on Donald Trump. Now, see, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. And maybe you're starting to draw the circle that I started drawing around 2012 and ultimately in 2015 when Donald Trump was considering running for governor. In fact, in 2010, 2011, I made a presentation to the school board. You're going to lose all your federal funds. Guess what? They are. That was back in 2011. I said, at some point in time, you're going to lose all your federal funds, and then where you're going to be as an education system. Well, the chickens have come home to roost. Donald Trump was elected. Now, I want to digress, and you probably remember me talking about this months and months and months ago that I was getting calls from my friends down there in Sacramento. And my friends were telling me, these people, okay, I'll tell you right now, some work for the assembly, some that's staffers. Some work, by the way, there's assembly members and senators who have communicated to me, just to let you know. Staffers in the assembly, staffers in the Senate, staffers in the Capitol, staffers at the Department of Education, staffers at the DOJ. I can go down the list. So all of you in Sacramento who think you're so smug and nobody's listening or nobody's finding out about what your dirty dealing is doing, La Raza, guess what? It's not true. You got a lot of people talking, and they're talking to people like me. And I'm not the only one. Can't just finger me saying I'm the guy who's getting all the information. There's other people too. Trust me, I spread the wealth. So this is what's going on in California. And this is what was happening months ago that I was warning people about. I was getting these calls from my staffers going, what happens if Donald Trump runs for president? I said, well, Donald Trump will cut off the money that's being abused and misused and mismanaged by the state of California, and primarily by Governor Jerry Brown and his minions in the Democratic Party. A monoparty state, and now a supermajority state. Democrats have control of the House and the Assembly, of the Assembly and the Senate in California, and, of course, Jerry Brown. So we have a dictatorship going on here right now. I tell you, it's communist California. We put up a flag years ago. We had a flag commissioned. It says, instead of California Republic, says California Soviet Socialist Republic is what it says. And it's true. We're a socialist state. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Chicano Marxists prepare for battle with Trump administration. California Marxists ramping up destabilization of the Golden State. Just something to think about during the break. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to
keep on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, it is Drudge Friday here on Agenda 21 Radio. We also go to Breitbart on Friday. Going to get into this Chicano Marxist prepare for battle with Trump administration in a second, but I want to run down some headlines. This is what's going on right now, being reported by Breitbart. Report: Obama to free Gitmo detainees who have vowed to behead Americans. Oh, gee, President Obama, let's just rush right up. I'll be the first in line. Is that what you're saying, Obama? You're going to be the first American in line to be beheaded by your own detainees that you release? Come on, man. Step up. Be a man. Think about it. Shouldn't Obama be the first in line to step up to be beheaded by these morons that he's releasing? I mean, be brave. Come on. You know what, President Obama? You can have my place in line on that one. Just a little thought. Other things. Now, I swirl this around. If you're drinking Chardonnay right now, or Cabernet, Pinot Noir. Anyway, swirl it around. This is another little thing. Did you probably? Pentagon, nearly 5,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. Yeah, how's that policy working out of keeping Americans in Iraq, Mr. President? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. You wanted to give birth to ISIS. Isn't it just a joke what we're seeing with these intelligence agencies in the waiting days of the president's administration, all whining and complaining that Donald Trump isn't listening to them? Well, hell no, he's not. Why should he? Let's go down the litany, if you will, of what these fools in the CIA, FBI, and other places have done during the Obama administration. Number one, let's take an oath, gentlemen. Now, I'm not berating all these agencies' members. I work with them. We talk with them. They tell us stuff. The good ones. I say there's good CIA and bad CIA. There's good FBI and bad FBI. Department of Homeland Security, absolutely replete with members of the Muslim Brotherhood. There's a lot of house cleaning that has to be done there. Don't you think we ought to just call the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization like it really truly is in America? Everybody else in the world recognizes that it's a terrorist organization inspired by Adolf Hitler. Oh, we forgot about that part. Yeah, 1928, Al Bona in Cairo teamed up with Adolf Hitler to form, quote, the Muslim Brotherhood. I throw that out there all the time because, you know, if it feels like it's Nazi-esque right now in our world, guess what? It probably is. And you need to know where the roots of this come from. And who surrounds himself with the Muslim Brotherhood in the White House? It's not Valerie Jarrett. Well, she does too. But President Barack Hussein Obama, everything he does with the approval of the Muslim Brotherhood. Or they direct him. Another one, Austria. Chapels attacked. Christian statues beheaded during New Year. Jordan says moving U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem is red line. House passes symbolic resolution renouncing anti-Israel U.N. vote. Thank you. Police, Chicago torture victims, parents received taunting messages. Gee, do you think I wonder why? Because maybe they didn't have control over their kids? What do you think? Some other thing. Russia woos Philippines with arms deals, kung fu. Did Chris Street write that article? Anyway, it's interesting what's going on in the Philippines, isn't it, with Duterte? And, you know, he just takes the drug dealers, the cartels, the Mexican cartels, by the way, that are running guns. And you understand why the president didn't go to the Philippines, because he's unwanted in the Philippines because of his connections to the Mexican cartels. Hello. And Duterte, the president of the Philippines, knows that. That's why he lines up all these drug dealers, any cartel member that he finds. He finds them, puts their names in the newspaper next day. The government soldiers roll up on the house of the suspected cartel person, and they summarily execute him. That's what they do. That's how it's done. They just don't want any more marijuana from California in the Philippines. That's how this game is played. Duterte says enough is enough, and President Barack Hussein Obama's behind it. Hello? Now, I don't support anything Duterte's doing. Come on. But that's the way they roll. They're sick and tired of the drugs. They're sick and tired of Obama. And they put the blame on him. That's what's going on in the Philippines. Wake up. Hello, America. Keep your eye on the ball. Well, so the ball is bounced now to California. An article by Katie Grimes comes out. It's a five-pager. Bear with me because we're going to cover this wall to wall. And Katie's going to be on the show with Megan Barth in the next week. We've already made the commitments and the schedules and so on, so that's going to be a great one. You're going to want to hear this because it's about California. A little bit of backdrop about this article or about what's going on if you haven't been paying attention to Agenda 21 Radio, and you need to. It comes to us, by the way, vast experience myself dealing as a school administrator with these groups called La Raza and Mecha. Those groups I have dealt with for years. As administrator, probably about 27 years. Many, 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 many times. And I can tell you, the group called La Raza, they're self-identified racist. La Raza. You see, in Spanish, that means the race. And boy, howdy, are they self-identified racist. My opinion, after dealing with them numerous times, and their representatives and parents that are members of La Raza, they don't like European Caucasians much, and they really don't like black people. That's my opinion. And I have dealt with these people dozens of times. I've had them stare me down. I've had them threaten me. I've had them point at their arms and their skin and say, see this skin color? It's going to rule California, meaning brown, meaning Mexican. Point-blank discussions like that. They're racist bigots, and they hate white people. That's La Raza. Sorry, La Raza, but we have to out you. You're a terrorist organization. And another group that should be mixed in with the Muslim Brotherhood, and they are. Oh, we can draw the lines to the Muslim Brotherhood and La Raza. Beheadings in Mexico, anyone? Al-Qaeda? Hello. ISIS? Hello. La Raza. And the school offshoot called Mecha. Now, I've worked years with Mecha. By the way, there's good Mecha and bad Mecha. There's the Mecha, which predominantly took hold in the 60s, that was a way in which Mexican youth could join a club that was school-related and learn how to assimilate into the population, learn how to get into college, learn how to get a job, get skills, and so on. I supported Mecha in my schools because we had great Mechas, and they were that way. They were not the communist Mecha. But Mecha is a communist organization. It's a totalitarian communist/Nazi organization deeply tied to the Catholic Church and the Jesuits. That's what Mecha and La Raza are all about. Now, having dealt with Mecha in the good side, I can say nothing but good things about them. Led by many parents, Mexican parents, many of my friends that are Mexican. Because, you know, in California, we grow up with Mexicans. And, gee, we actually make friends with Mexicans here in California. The most tolerant place on the planet turning the least tolerant, actually, is California starting to turn with Jerry Brown and the bigots that are running the Assembly and Senate. Those guys, La Raza. You see, they want the polarization of the races here in California because it's all about destroying California, as it has been. Now, see, maybe some of you have left California and you're starting to figure out you were pushed out for a reason. It's because of folks like La Raza. They've had this plan for a long time. And guess what? You got caught up in the plan. Maybe it's time to return to California. Now, wouldn't that be a stunner if all these people who left California all of a sudden flood back to California? In 6 months. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to
broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Yeah, we're talking about this article that came out by Katie Grimes, with Megan Barth, by the way. They both wrote this article. Chicano Marxists prepare for battle with Trump administration. This is in California. And this is was written on ReaganBaby.com, published. It's also in Canadian Free Press and several other publications out there. Katie Grimes just does a fantastic job. She just does a fantastic job. So is Megan. They're going to be with us here in the next week or so. Talking about this movement, because this is the Cal Exit movement. This is how we're going to get rid of all Caucasians and white people out of California by way of La Raza. They've already gotten the businesses out, so guess what? Poverty is around the corner for La Raza and California. And it's already happening. We're already seeing it. Anyway, the article is great. It says, Chicano Marxists prepare for battle with Trump administration. Now, I was kind of prepping you before because we've been hearing all these sounds and inklings from people. In fact, we had an individual came to one of our Tea Party meetings and was in a meeting in which they were talking, high-level political people were talking about, guess what? They were talking about killing Americans. Can you kill Americans? Can you have a revolution in California and kill Americans if, in fact, you can't separate legally by Constitution? Hello? That's a wake-up call, isn't it? It's called sedition also. It says, this is as a definition of Chicanos. This is something that came out in the very beginning. It says, as Chicanos and Chicanas of Aztlan, we are a nationalist movement of indigenous gentry that lay claim to the land that is ours by birthright. As a nationalist movement, we seek to free our people from the exploitation of an oppressive society that occupies our land. Thus, the principle of nationalism serves to preserve the cultural traditions of La Familia de la Raza and promote our identity as Chicana and Chicano gente. Now, it's interesting because they're referring to Aztlan. And if you haven't heard about Aztlan, this is the land that was ceded by Mexico to America after the Mexican-American War, Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. That's what they're talking about. They want it back. And that's the whole La Raza movement. They want it back. They want it now. So Texas, California, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, just to mention a few states, parts of Wyoming. California Marxists ramping up destabilization of the Golden State. It says, immediately following the November election, California Governor Jerry Brown appointed U.S. Representative Javier Becerra to replace State Attorney General Kamala Harris, who won election to the U.S. Senate seat and was vacated by Senator Barbara Boxer. Many wonder why Javier Becerra was chosen by Brown. But all anyone has to do is to peek into the radical California legislature and fanatical Jerry Brown to see the trend of militant Marxist, socialist, jihadist, libertarian theology, Latino activism on the theology. Latino activism is on an increase. The goal by these extremists in California is to push the state and eventually the country to such a crisis, a reorganization is the only cure. That is what communists do. Modern-day progressives, as they like to be called, like Brown and Becerra, refer to themselves as multiculturalist and progressives. But as history very clearly demonstrates, using Marxism as the cure to anything in society is a very dark fairy tale, writes Katie Grimes. The term progressive is simply another way of saying socialist or Marxist. But it is as important to recognize how liberation theology factors into the radical Latino lawmakers. In Latin America, the big enemy is not Marxism, it is capitalism. And the main enemy of liberation theology, according to its founders, the Reverend Gustavo Gutierrez of Peru, and many of his adherents, is the United States. Michael Novak, the author of the 1984 Freedom with Justice, Catholic Social Thought in Liberation Institutions, Novak describes liberation theology as gaining its excitement from flirting with Marxist thought and speech. Who is this Javier Becerra? As Fox News pointed out in a 2000 interview on the Sean Hannity Show, Becerra has a devout relationship with Mecha, the bad Mecha, ladies and gentlemen, as I was saying before, as well as the Fabian Society. But don't go looking for the clip. It is apparent Becerra's people have been busy at work cleaning up his online reputation and record, according to Newsmax account on the Free Republic. This is what they say. I got to be the first in my family to go to college thanks to Mecha, Becerra said. Hannity reportedly pressed Becerra on why he would go along or belong to a group that preaches radical discrimination, promoting the Bustamante backer to complain. Are you calling me a racist? Becerra said. When the Fox host pointed out that Mecha favors the return of California to Mexico, Becerra still declined to criticize the group, saying, I got a lot of help from people in the organization who have promoted education for kids and who continue to do that. What I know is what I do. Mecha is a Hispanic separatist organization, 400 chapters nationwide, and many high schools. That's of course, the Movimiento movement that encourages an anti-American activity, civil disobedience, romanticizes Mexicans' claims to the lost territories of California and the southwest United States in a Chicano country called Aztlan. The official national symbol of Mecha is an eagle holding a machete and a stick of dynamite. Remember, there are good Mecha groups, and I was part of them and proud to be because of what they were doing to help not just Mexican kids, but all kids. And it was a wonderful thing. But the virulent variety of it, the communist variety, is a whole different picture, people. And I've dealt with them, and they are polar opposites from the good Mechas. I would not say that Becerra is from a good Mecha. He's using that as a ruse and a guise, which is what they all do. The Fabian Society and Fabian Socialism uses the technique teachings of John Maynard Keynes as their catechism of political economy. Like Marxism, it embraced the idea of communist utopia. where the states owned everything and controlled every aspect of the public's lives. Start to sound a lot like California, does it? Hello, how about water rights? What about CARB? What about carbon? What about breathing air? They're trying to control that too now, aren't they? They have installed Fabian socialism and Keynesianism as the new faith, both in the universities and the government bureaucracy. Kinsey supported statism and socialism and managed and planning economies. U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama has long advocated the use of Keynesian economic concepts. What do you think we have a $19, $20 trillion debt now? Thanks to Keynesian economics, ladies and gentlemen. This cannot end well for socialism. Despite the fact that John Maynard Keynes was incompetent, a fraud, and accused of being a pedophile. You know, it's going to be interesting because common themes amongst all these totalitarians is pedophilia. I don't know why that is. Should we ask Anthony Weiner for a clarification there? We'll get the Weiner clarification. Can't make this stuff up. Or how about his soon-to-be ex-wife, Uma Abedin, or better yet, Uma Abedin's boss, Hillary Rodham Clinton? Or is it Bill? Is it Bill that's got the pedophilia problem? You never know with these elites now, do you? Illegal immigration and Marxism. She goes on to talk about that. I think we're coming up on a break here. We're going to have to stop, but even though the law doesn't allow them to vote, illegal immigrants are changing the landscape of the United States government, especially in California, by impacting the census through mass migration. California allows illegal aliens to vote. And we're going to have to stop there and come back. Great article. You'll see it on agenda21radio.news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to
and we with us is Red Smith right now. And, Red, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It's been a while since you've been on, but we have this shooting in Fort Lauderdale that we're covering, and a young man by the name of Esteban, a former National Guardsman, as it's we found out, got his gun out because he had a registered CCW owner, got his gun out and started slaughtering people in the Fort Lauderdale airport today. It sounds rather odd because this is the first time I can ever recall that somebody who is legally, lawfully carrying a gun through by a CCW has ever committed a mass murder. And now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who want to know, the president is up to about 105 mass murders in the 8 years of his presidency. Ronald Reagan had 7, just to put that into perspective, during his presidency. And mass murder is 3 or more people that are killed per event. Your thoughts on what's going on? This is getting to be a kind of an interesting little story here, isn't it?
Well, it is. At this point, I would say it's questions, questions, questions. Just who is Esteban Santiago Ruiz? As we know, he's former military, born of a Puerto Rican family in New Jersey, held a Florida driver's license, a Florida CCW, and was returning to Florida by way of Anchorage, Alaska, of all places, when apparently this individual decided to get off of the airplane, claim his checked firearm, proceed to the bathroom, load the firearm, indiscriminately begin shooting people until out of ammunition, and then sit down on the floor and await the arrival of law enforcement. So there's some interesting questions going on there, and as you and I were just very quickly discussing, apparently he is telling the FBI, or that he went into an FBI office in Anchorage some months ago and claimed that he was being forced to fight for ISIS.
Yeah, this is a kind of an interesting thing, and you know, ladies and gentlemen, normally in these mass murder situations, these killers kill themselves, or they get killed, they set themselves up to be killed. But now, all of a sudden, we have the injection of ISIS. And that this was back in November, he was claiming, and this is CBS Miami that's reporting this. Law enforcement said that he was found with an active duty ID, and that his previous known addresses were Pinellas, Puerto Rico, and Anchorage, Alaska. And they added that in November 2016, he walked into the FBI office in Anchorage claiming that he was being forced to fight for ISIS. He was sent to a psychiatric hospital.
Well, one of the things that I found interesting about this early on is the story is not only how quickly the shooter was identified, but the fact that the information came from a tweet from a United States senator.
Yeah, I found that very interesting, too.
That was a little odd to me.
Yeah, a lot of this is very odd. Why? And in fact, it would seem like the United States senator was being a reporter on the scene as I was watching the videos, watching the TV. I'm thinking, what is wrong with this picture?
Yeah, so I don't have too many founded conclusions or judgments on this yet, but my sniffer is definitely up. There's something that kind of, it's going to be an interesting story at its conclusion, I think.
Well, and we will, ladies and gentlemen, bring you more into this, but really the reason we have Red here with us right now is something happened at the DOJ which should actually put the scare everybody half to death, I think, in California.
Well, in continuing with our concerns in the state of California, the radical behavior of the government and things that are going on as California girds itself for a direct conflict with the federal government and the Donald Trump administration, it has come to light that the California Department of Justice released the personal information and details of every certified firearm instructor that's registered with the Department of Justice in the state of California. Name, address, driver's license number was released to an unknown entity, whether it was a person, an individual, a group, they don't know.
Now, this was under Kamala Harris's time, and this was done in October, but we just found out about it now.
They are just now informing these people that could be possibly in danger and being singled out as targets by individuals.
Do you think that might have hurt her chances to be the next senator in replacing Bob or Boxer if this was known?
Oh, the California government would never fail to disclose something for political expediency, please.
Unbelievable. So this puts these people at risk, but it's also, I think, spelling out something bigger, because now we have Eric Holder entering the fray in California, and as a lot of people are saying, he's here to basically honcho the whole deal for the Cal Exit program, and that's already being picked up nationally. People have paid, it's not just us thinking this, everybody else is starting to think it too. And there, of course, great suspicion around Eric Holder, since he is a known operative of the CIA and the globalist, and he's certainly been one of the architects that helped to bring about ISIS, which is another story in itself that we're developing.
Well, because I think it's also extremely ironic, considering the Fast and Furious program, that Eric Holder's one of the top gun traffickers in the country.
Yeah, and that's a fact. You just can't get around that. He promoted Fast and Furious, and he thinks he's going to walk away from it. I don't think he's going to be able to.
No, and I think he has a great deal of information to gun trafficking and cartel traffic that goes on in this country, and I think once some very serious investigation is completed, the number of bodies that lay at the feet of Eric Holder and his gun trafficking is going to be astounding.
Yeah, that's always a funny thing with good old Eric Holder and others when you start counting the bodies, especially Hillary Clinton and the others. Listen, Red, we got to run for time right now. Tell us about the Shasta Lantern. You got that thing all back up and running?
Yeah, for those that don't know, we were hit at the end of the year by a cyber attack by a French company, of all people, operating out of Amsterdam. But we have recovered our website. We took the opportunity to revamp, remodel. We are back up and
awesome.
Running, not at 100%, but we are better off than we were, and we're back in the fight today. We're happy to be here.
Boy, what a big fight this is shaping up to be. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of a plug for Katie Grimes' article that will soon be appearing on the Shasta Lantern here, I think this afternoon, about what's going on in California, the latest and greatest from Katie Grimes.
It is
awesome.
Up and on there.
Anyway, Red, thank you very much for being with us. We'll catch up with you next week. Best of luck.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your
front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to
2-1-1-0.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, Red Smith, some big things going on there. First of all, about the shooter in Orlando, Florida. We're going to be following that one. I think they've screwed up because, you know, these guys are all psyops. When it really breaks it all down, guys, these active shooters, these shooters that are out there, they've all been psychologically brainwashed in some way, and they've got various cues. There's a whole psychology that goes into this, and we're going to have to explain it to everybody. But clearly, this is the first time that somebody who has a CCW has committed this level of crime. Now, of course, also at an airport. There's things going on in Alaska that we're investigating right now. We have people on the ground that are investigating what's going on in Alaska with this guy, whose name came up rather quickly. The other thing, too, is the absolute devastation to the gun owners of California with the release of all these instructors, certified instructors, by the Department of Justice back in October when Kamala Harris was, yes, guess what? She was the Attorney General. You think that could have been a political hot potato? With the Second Amendment, folks. By the way, where was the NRA in all this fray? Inquiring minds want to know. I think you want to know it as well. Anyway, remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, and you can email me at paul@a21r.com. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, as they say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next?
What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to...
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.